It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight live from SUNY Delhi. We'll have a doubleheader for boys here tonight. First up, it's the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. We'll have Morris against Edmiston. Edmiston, of course, the one seed here in the Section 4 Class D boys tournament. Morris coming in as the four seed. So want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show, first and foremost, again live here from SUNY Delhi tonight. Butler has the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, a fun doubleheader. And, you know, Greg, we were kind of talking off-air before. I think with both these games, you could probably flip a coin. It's very even matchups here between all four teams, as our games later will be Worcester and Margaretville.
Yeah, all top four seeds advance here to the semifinals in Class D. And like you said, I think you can flip a coin. I think it all depends on who comes ready to play and who plays better in key situations.
Greg and I are going to take a quick break, but a reminder that tonight we will be providing updates for the Oneonta boys and the Norwich boys. They both have games in Class A. We'll also be keeping an eye on the Delhi boys in Class C. And the Cooperstown girls are in the sectional semifinals in Class C up in Section 3. So we'll have updates on all of those games. And we'll be back with more on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also a reminder, you can listen to us on WCDOsports.com. Our free audio stream is brought to you by SFCU. Another reminder, there is no video stream of either of these games here tonight. Also no video stream of the games at TC3. That's where the Delhi boys are playing. So if you want to listen in, we're going to try to give you the best updates that we can. And we'll be providing these games here tonight for you on the radio as well. Cooperstown girls are already at halftime in their Section 3 semifinal game. They lead 33-24 over West Canada Valley. That game's up at SUNY Morrisville tonight. So the Coop girls looking like they might advance to another sectional final. But, Coach, let's get to it here. Morris and Edmiston, doesn't get more Tri-Valley than that, I think. A big rivalry. They're merged in a lot of sports, especially on the boys' side for things. But they're going to do battle here tonight on the court, and it should be a great one.
Yeah, they did meet earlier in the year, not too far back, February 8th, they played at Morris, and Edmiston won 65-57. Lots of threes made in that game. From what I could get on NateLull.com, you had 19 threes, and that was just from the people you had in your little write-up. So it'll be interesting to see if both teams shoot the ball well here in this facility tonight.
I was at that game. We weren't on the radio, but it was up and down, helter-skelter. When these teams get together, it seems to be fast-paced, and nobody likes to put the brakes on.
Yeah, I think the winner of the game tonight is going to be the team that can get the most stops defensively.
We're going to take a break here for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. But when we come back, we're going to have one seed Edmiston and four seed Morris set to do battle here at SUNY Delhi. And then later tonight, about 7:30, we're going to have three seed Worcester taking on two seed Margaretville. And I also want to say a special thank you to our special sponsor here tonight for these two semifinal games, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Brent Trimble and his team, big supporters of local sports. So thank you to Lasting Impression. All right, we'll be back here on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Nate Ball, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. And Greg is going to have the starting lineups first for one seed, Edmiston.
So for the Edmiston Panthers and head coach Darren Belden, along with assistant coaches Russ McCall, Derek Lyon, and Scott Bolton, you have sophomore number 14, Brayman Clark. You have junior number 15, Landon Woos. You have sophomore number 21, Hunter Dye. Sophomore number 23, Gavin Zinger. And junior number 24, Max Fulton.
And on the other side for the Morris Mustangs and head coach Jerry Joy, they will start tonight with junior number 2, Rylan Boss, a junior number 3, Ryan Murphy, the leading scorer in the WCDO coverage area, a junior number 5, Ty Turner, a senior number 11, Levi Waffle, and a junior number 13, Carter Swayer. Morris is in the road royal blue uniforms, the white trim, the black lettering, says Morris across the front of the chest there. Edmiston is in the home whites with the black and the orange trim, says Panthers in black lettering across the front of the uniform. Coach, you've seen these two teams several times this season. What's the biggest key to tonight's game? Because I really, like I said before, this has turned into a track meet when they've gotten together in the past.
I think it's which team can get the most defensive stops, and then which team is able to get easy baskets that they don't really have to work for. And both teams, I think, rely a little bit on the outside shot, so it'll be interesting to see who shoots the ball well in this gym and who doesn't. I also think a big key is that middle portion of the game. So like the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third, that middle 8 minutes, that should be key.
You know, oftentimes we talk about at this level, have you been here before? Both these teams have guys who have played deep in sectionals, the semifinals and the finals over the last few years, but they haven't been able to get over that hump. South Courtright Andes has been in the way for the last, as long as I can remember. Before that, you had Marathon and Newfield. This is really wide open this year to have a new champion for the first time since the 70s for one of these four schools that's going to be here. So that's exciting as well, and I think there's a real opportunity tonight for somebody to punch their tickets to the championship game.
Another thing is Edmiston is more balanced, I think, than Morris. Morris has, like, the two-headed offensive threat with Murphy and Swayer, whereas Edmiston has three players who are in double figures in Clark, Zinger, and Woost.
All right, here we go. Edmiston going left to right and Morris right to left. They tip it up, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds. Both teams scrambling for it there, and it looks like it'll go to Edmiston. Again, going left to right on your radio dial. Here we go. Again, live from SUNY Delhi tonight. And we're going to be trying to provide as many updates as we can for the Delhi game, the Norwich game, and the Oneonta game on the boys' side. Plus, as I said earlier, that Cooperstown girls' game. Edmiston's got it into the paint. Max Bolton up and under. Missed that shot. And a rebound for Morris. And an outlet pass to Ryan Murphy. Murphy's got a lot of room to work with on this bigger college court. Dishes one down low. A shot is missed there by Morris and Ty Turner. And then we got a jump ball underneath as both teams were jockeying for that rebound. We're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless.
Sometimes you got to get that early jitters out of the way. It looks like on both opening possessions that was a little bit of the case there.
Both these teams love to play wide open and fast. Might be who has more gas in the tank here tonight on this big court. Morris throws it into Murphy, and it looks like he stepped out of bounds on that far side.
Yeah, good pressure defense there by the Panthers.
And again, want to say thank you to Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart for stepping up to help us bring you these games here tonight from SUNY Delhi as one of our special sponsors.
Morris opens in man-to-man defense.
Panthers have it. Maybe some early nerves. They toss it away. They do hold on. And they go to Max Bolton on the near side. Bolton leaves it for Braymond Clark, one of the leading scorers here on this Edmonton team. Clark at the left elbow. Goes one back off for Gavin Zinger. Through the paint, little up and under. Zinger shot, hits the back of the rim, won't go. We got a rebound underneath and a jump ball. So we're a minute in, still scoreless here between Edmonton and Morris.
We've had more jump balls than points on the scoreboard here. That's the second one we've had. Both teams are playing super hard, though.
Edmonton will inbound the basketball on the baseline to the left of the hoop. And one of the Morris players a little slow here as they're kind of in the stack lineup. Officials, nice job there to slow that down, make sure that he's okay for a quick second. Maybe got the wind knocked out of him. They're going to leave him in. Appears to be okay. Edmonton's going to run this out-of-bounds play on the baseline, and it's intercepted by Morris. Ryland Boss got his hands on it. Ahead for Carter Swayer. Morris stops in transition, going right to left. The jumper on the left side is no good. Murphy a rebound, and his second chance won't go. Waffle got that rebound, and it's going to go to Edmonton as he was on the line. Both teams a little cold here to start this game. And so the Panthers have it on the baseline. Both these teams were here a year ago in the semifinals. Edmonton did advance to the final before falling to South Courtright. In transition, trying to go coast to coast. We got a block here on Morris. This flying into the hoop there was Landon Woost.
A good aggressive drive there. He went fearlessly towards that basket. He attacked that rim and was trying to get either a foul or a made basket there. He got the foul, so he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Boy, Ty Turner just took the brunt of that. He was the player for Morris on that last possession that was down. And he appears to be okay. This will send Woost to the line. So 6:45 to go in the first quarter, and Woost gets our first points of the game. So Edmonton leads 1-0. Section 4, Class D boys basketball semifinals here tonight from SUNY Delhi. Second shot, no good. Rebound for Waffle of Morris. And they'll bring it down the floor here with Murphy, averaging just over 28 points a game. Murphy into the paint, got it stripped, pulls it back out. And Murphy to the right side. Step back three here for Murphy. It's off the back of the rim and a rebound for the Panthers. Quickly in transition here for Gavin Zinger. And he tries to go coast to coast and he scores. 3-0 lead for Edmonton. And Morris quickly right back down the floor with Murphy. Pulls it out. 6:15 to go. First quarter.
Edmonton also, I think they might be in a triangle in two. Looks like they're shadowing Murphy and Swayer here.
Murphy to the right side. Comes off a screen and buries a little 18-footer on the right side. His first bucket. It's 3-2. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Edmonton with the one-point lead into the right corner. Here for Bolton on the baseline. A floater there. Hit the side of the rim. No good. Clark comes flying in for a rebound. Rolls out of bounds. He couldn't get his mitts on it in time. And it's going to go back to Morris. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Again, thanks for listening online, WCDOsports.com. I know we have a big listening audience tonight as these games are not being video streamed. So a lot of people tuning in looking for this information. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Murphy with a nice move, dishes it off for Waffle. Far side for Boss. A step back there, missed it. Ty Turner gets a rebound. He's hammered, and he's fouled. And boy, Turner's taking some abuse in this early going, but he'll head to the line here.
Number 14. And Edmonton is in a triangle in two. They're chasing Swayer and Murphy. So the other Morris players are going to have some opportunities here as Swayer and Murphy are getting all that attention defensively from the Panthers.
Braymond Clark picks up that foul for Edmonton, his first. And this is Turner at the line. He hits. And Greg, I know you were at the Tri-Valley Championships working the table with us, but Clark got into trouble in that foul game too, and I thought that was tough for Edmonton. And he gets an early one here.
Yeah, even though he got in foul trouble, though, I thought he came back and made some huge plays down the stretch for the Panthers to pull that out.
Yeah, he was great in that game, earned one of our three awards. It was well done for that Edmiston victory in the Tri-Valley Championship. Morris misses the free throw. A second chance here for Murphy is off the mark, and finally Edmiston's got the spare change in a 3-3 ball game with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It's an all-out war here in this early going in the sectional semifinals, and now Edmiston with a travel on the right side, and it's going back here to the Mustangs.
And early, I think Edmiston's doing a really good job of denying the ball to Swayer. I think he's only touched it once, and that was in transition, and they got back and made him give it up. So they're trying to take advantage of, hey, let's shut down those two and see what we got.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter, still tied 3-3. Morris to the outside, a step back, long three is there and good for Ryland Boss. And Morris takes the lead 6-3. Edmiston kind of daring Morris to make somebody else beat him, and Boss makes him pay on that possession. Here's Bolton with a drive, and Waffle got a piece of him on the hip, and it's a foul on the Mustangs.
Early, it appears that Edmiston's strategy is to take the ball to the rim, whereas Morris is kind of a little of both, wanting to shoot from their perimeter but also attack the rim.
4:45 to go in the first quarter. Again, live here from SUNY Delhi tonight. Glad to have you along. Panthers on the baseline with Bolton, and they throw it away. A little miscommunication there on the inbounds, and the Mustangs will get it back. Here early in this first quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Most of the games we're trying to keep up on tonight, starting in that 6 o'clock range, so we'll have some updates for you coming shortly. Left side now for Murphy. His pass is tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Mustangs.
Yeah, Edmiston is doing a good job. They have three people playing zone, and then they have two people playing man-to-man. Every time Murphy goes to put the ball on the floor, there's multiple white jerseys that are not allowing him to get his dribble penetration.
Morris gets it in. They go to Murphy. Steps through, a little up and under for Murph from a tough angle, and it wouldn't go. Panthers have a rebound. They pass one ahead. Morris trying to hustle back on defense, stepping through. We got a foul on the Mustangs as Zinger got sandwiched in between two defenders and was tripped up to the floor. 4:25 to go first quarter. Morris boys lead Edmiston 6-3. And again, Edmiston will have it on the baseline to the right of the glass. They'll look to get it in. Bolton's pass goes to the far side for Zinger. Steps through into the paint, and they're going to say he traveled. And it's going back to MCS.
Both teams just seem a little out of sorts, not really in their groove offensively. I don't know if it's the bigger court, if it's the crowd, if it's nerves because you're in the sectional semifinal, but both teams really need to settle in here.
I always bring up the court aspect of things, but I truly think it plays a factor sometimes for some of these smaller school teams. Morris boys have it on the right side. They go to Boss, now back to Swayer. Try to get him involved. Swayer back to Boss, a straightaway three, left it short, rebound by the Mustangs, back out to Boss again, and this time he's fouled. And Edmiston kind of stacking up some of these fouls in the early going, and Ryland Boss will head to the charity stripe. We're halfway through this first quarter, and the Morris boys lead 6-3. I agree, Coach, that both teams just seem a little out of sorts, no real rhythm yet, but that seems like it's a deep championship-type atmosphere.
You know, and we always talk about in this gym, like the different lines on the court and the shooting background, and it's a different. So we got here a little early today, and I decided, hey, I've never really had the opportunity to play here. So I went out and got some shots up, and I think it's a nice facility. I was happy with the background. Like, it didn't bother me as a shooter. I would like a little softer rim, but that's just me personally. But I thought it was a good shooting gym. Sometimes the gym can be negative towards good shooting, but I thought this gym was a quality gym to shoot in.
Little delay here in these foul shots. Finally, Boss is able to shoot the first one and hits it. Coach, I'll say, I went into work the other day, and a bunch of our staff said, well, no wonder Greg is so good on the air. We didn't know he holds all these Hartwick three-point records as Boss goes 2 out of 2. So it makes sense that you would like to go out here tonight and see how it. So I respect everything you had to say here about shooting in this building, as you've done it many, many times in your career. And the staff was quite pleased to find out that information.
Well, thanks for the kind words.
And here's Edmiston taking it right to the hoop with Hunter Dye. And finally, maybe that's going to get Edmiston going. But Morris still leads 8-5, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor, a pump fake for Ryland Boss. Now back out to Murphy. Those other games in Class A and Class C just getting underway, I'm told. They're a few minutes behind. So those updates will be a little bit behind this ball game here. I think we might have started a little early. Swayer on the right side for three. Left it short on the front of the rim. Morris a rebound. They're doing a good job on the glass. Back out Murphy. He tries the left side three. Pops in and out. Boy, that one went sky high. And Morris another rebound with Swayer. Third chance on this possession for MCS.
Yeah, but everything from Morris is on the perimeter, whereas Edmondson's able to get the ball to the hoop. I think that could be a big factor as we go along here.
Murphy comes off a screen. Little hesitation. Steps up. 15-footer. Bang. And he's got it. Same spot he hit that last shot.
Murphy.
And Murphy and Morris now lead 10-5. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Clark will zip one into the right corner here for the Panthers. Now they kick it back out for Hunter Dye straight away as Edmondson goes left to right. Clark, pull-up jumper in the paint, buckles off the side of the rim, and Morris, another good rebound. Ahead for Murphy, in transition. Murphy into the paint, the step through. Good pass to the far side, and a block by Edmondson. Hunter Dye came over and got a big block, and Edmondson zips back down the floor. Quickly in transition, they find Woost. Now for Clark in the paint, and he's able to hit the little floater.
Really nice ball movement there for Edmondson in transition. About three guys touched it. Came all the way back to the guy who started transition, and Clark was able to score.
That makes it 10-7. Morris boys leading Edmondson. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. Thanks as well for joining us on WCDLSports.com. A jumper on the left side is missed by the Mustangs. Murphy saying that he thought he got hit. No call. It's going to go back to Edmondson.
And that's going to be the second on Ryland Boss. And the team's fourth, so... that'd be something to keep an eye on as Boss picks up his second foul early.
Levi Waffle checks back in, and here's, I think, a game changer here for Edmondson. Brock Redner comes in, the sophomore, just another energy guy you can bring off the bench. They don't lose a lot depth-wise when he comes in. Redner in the backcourt now, looking to bring it up the floor. On the left side is Edmondson in the white with the orange trim, goes left to right. Dishing one off, and taking it right to the interior again. Here is Landon Woost, but they can't get the layup. Swayer's got the ball. Now for Morris. Back in transition. Swayer, the floater, off the side of the rim. Both teams scrambling for it. Edmondson's shot out of a cannon again on the rebound. Back in transition, and they missed the shot. Boy, this has been wild here. Just all gas, no breaks between these teams. Here's Swayer in transition. He forces up a shot and gets it to go in the paint.
That bounced on the rim three times. Nice shooter's touched it. That was a difficult shot for Swayer. He gets on the board here early.
Morris 12, Edmondson 7. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. And you said it earlier, Coach. Edmondson trying to get to the rim at will here. Clark tries a deep college range three on the right side. Misses it. Swayer's got a rebound for Morris. And ahead now for Murphy. Murphy, little hesitation. Dishes one, far side. Jumper for the Mustangs is up and good. And Morris shooting just a little bit better as Jake Johnson off the bench hits that shot. And Coach Darren Belden wants a timeout. Morris boys lead Edmondson 14-7. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We got some out-of-town scores here. Coach, the first one I have is Class C boys. Delhi trailing Trumansburg 23-17 after the first quarter out of TC3. What do you got on your end?
I have Seton Catholic up early with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter, 6-4 over Oneonta, so a tight ball game. In a packed house down there in Binghamton.
Sold out at Seton Catholic, so they could not accept anybody else in the gym. Tickets sold out, pre-sale ahead of time. Pretty cool. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-7 here. Morris boys leading top seed Edmondson. Panthers in a little trouble here in the semifinals. Zinger on the left side. They need a three, and he hits it. Zinger from downtown.
I thought that was a good timeout by Coach Belden. He kind of settled them down. I thought that was their best possession offensively. The ball went side to side, and Zinger was able to zing one in there from the left side for three.
Coming up on 10 seconds to go in the first quarter, 14-10 our score. Morris boys leading by four, coming off a screen. And they'll try to pass down low. Little pump fake up and under. The shot for Morris won't go there from Ty Turner. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Morris boys lead Edmiston 14-10 in the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals here at SUNY Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're underway in the second quarter, and the Edmiston boys trail Morris 14-10, make it 14-12 as a reverse layup is up and good here for the Panthers.
Yeah, beautiful reverse layup there for Bolton.
Max Bolton cuts it back down. They were down 7, now it's back down to 2 early here in the second quarter from SUNY Delhi. We'll keep those other updates coming for you. We found out Delhi was down 23-17 at the end of the first quarter against Trumansburg. And we'll get another Seton and Oneonta update. I had 8-8 near the end of the first quarter. Oneonta boys trying to hang with a great team in Seton Catholic down there on the road tonight in Binghamton. Should have a Norwich update for you soon as well. They're taking on Maine Endwell, also in another Class A semifinal. 7:05 to go here in the second quarter. And across midcourt, it's 14-12. Panthers have it. Edmiston with the basketball. Clark finding Zinger, who had that key three just a couple of possessions ago. Clark near the top of the key as Edmiston goes left to right. And Zinger trying to get to the paint. A lot of collision there. And they're going to say that's a travel. And again, Coach, I like your early observation that, boy, Edmiston wants to go to the 10 every time.
Yeah, they do. They want to go hard to that rim.
6:50 to go in the second quarter. Mustangs leading the Panthers 14-12. These boys know each other very well. They're merged in their next sport in baseball. They'll be teammates. But tonight, on the basketball court, going at it here in the Section 4 Class D semis. Mustangs have it. Into the corner now for Swayer. They go for Levi Wapp. A little up and under for Johnson. It's blocked. And Zinger's got it for the Panthers. Tries a long outlet pass ahead for Hunter Dye. Dye finds Redner. Steps through, blocked there by Morris, and they're looking to go. Ahead now for Johnson. Johnson in transition, and he misses the left-handed layup. And again, back down the court. And boy, both teams just flying up and down this big college court. It could come down to who's run more sprints this season. Dye cuts through two defenders, muscles it up, can't get it to go. Rolls off the back of the rim, out of bounds, and going to Morris.
And we do have an update from Binghamton. Seton is ahead 14-10 at the end of the first quarter, so identical score to what we had here at the end of the first quarter.
And the Norwich Maine Endwell score is Maine Endwell leading Norwich 18-17 at the end of the first quarter there at ME. Here's Swayer, a corner three for Morris right in front of the Edmiston bench, and he buries it for his first triple of the night.
And that was the first good look he got, too. So I think Edmiston might have switched defenses there at the break, so we'll have to keep an eye on that.
5:40 to go here in the second quarter. It's tapped away by Swayer. He's going to try to save it from going out of bounds. Couldn't quite get there in time, but some great hustle. But Swayer with that corner three puts Morris back up 17-12. Boy, some great hustle there by Swayer. Both these teams, you said it earlier, Coach, playing hard, fighting hard out there.
Yeah, they're leaving it all out there on the floor, which you have to appreciate. Going to be some floor burns and bruises tomorrow.
I mean, Swayer went headfirst out of bounds, and went right into kind of those ropes that they have to separate the crowd from the court. But didn't matter. He was going for that loose ball. Corner three here for Dye, who's been a hero at several times this season for Edmiston, but he can't get that shot to go. And Morris going right to left. We'll go back to Swayer. Pump fakes on a three. Now back to Murphy. Baseline drive here with a shifty move. They'll work it back out to Swayer. He tries a three from straight away. Looks like he got hit on the elbow. No call. Edmiston throws it away, and Swayer's going to let it roll the length of the court, and it's going back to the Mustangs.
Boy, there was an awful lot of contact on that three. I don't know if the officials didn't see it, but I certainly think that Swayer got fouled there, but no call.
4:55 to go in the second quarter. Morris coming back across midcourt with a 17-12 lead. Murphy splits two defenders, zips one far side for Swayer. Back across to Murphy in front of the Edmiston bench as they go right to left. On the left wing, little triple threat position. Now they'll try to go down low, and it's picked off here by the Panthers. Johnson tried to thread the needle, and he had nowhere to go. Dye on the left side. We'll work one back out to Brock Redner, and Edmiston will reset on offense with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Clark comes off a screen. Feeds one out for Zinger, and his three is just a little short. And Morris has done a good job on the glass here. Another one-and-done possession for the Panthers.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
4:10 to go in the second quarter. Morris slowing the pace here just a little bit in the half-court offense. The last two trips down the floor. Murphy comes off a screen. And to the right side, a jumper from the right elbow won't go. It's going to stay. No, it's going back to the Panthers.
And it does appear that Edmiston has maybe switched to a box and one, and they're just chasing Murphy. But it's hard to tell. Another thing to keep in mind, when you play against a team like Morris that wants to run, sometimes you have a hard time not doing that yourself on offense.
Morris leads 17-12. 4 minutes to go in the second. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:45 to go in the second quarter. Out of the Morris timeout, Mustangs have the ball. Swayer wants a three in the corner, doesn't pull the trigger, instead sends it inside, and a foul on Edmiston for Ty Turner. Morris having a lot of success getting to the line. They've shot a lot from the outside, but when they have gone inside, they've had some good success.
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job moving the ball around and finding the open person, especially with Edmiston playing a couple different junk defenses.
3:40 to go here in this second quarter. And to the line, the Mustangs. First shot is up and no good here for Ty Turner. Second shot coming. On that Delhi and Trumansburg first quarter, eight threes combined between the two teams. Bombs away there between T-Berg and D.A. Second shot here at the line is no good there for Turner. Rebound for Edmiston. So despite being a little cold here on offense, the Panthers only trailing 17-12. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Panthers have it. They'll go to Zinger on the right side. And a chest pass to Brandon Clark. Clark comes off a screen, splits a double team, kicks it out to Zinger, left side. Edmiston going left to right. They'll wheel one back to Redner. Pump fakes, zips it through the defense. Off the hands there of an Edmiston player down low. That was Landon Woost, and out of bounds, going to the Mustangs.
They just seem a little out of sorts on offense. I know we said that earlier, but they just, Morris is doing a good job defensively, making them work for everything.
The four-seed Mustangs with a 17-12 lead over the top-seed Panthers. Murphy to the right side. Will float one now for Swayer. To the interior for Waffle. Down low for Jonah Baldo. And his shot rims out. Out of bounds. going to stay here with MCS, it looks like. Yes.
But like you said, though, if I'm Morris, we've played great defensively, but we're only ahead by five. I mean, that's two possessions, a three and a two.
Morris on the baseline looking to work it in. They go to Murphy, who's been closely guarded tonight. I mean, he averages 28 a game. He's got four right now. Doesn't feel like one of those nights where it's going to be the teams, won't, you know, they'll be in the 30s. It's not going to be one of those crazy scoring nights. It feels like right now as Morris throws it away. And we've seen that before in this gym. We've seen 30s and 40s. The last few years may be a little different with guys like Connor Carino that were putting up the huge numbers. Tonight feels like it's going to be an all-out war.
Sometimes it's a hard hat lunchbox game.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. Left side here for the Panthers. And they'll go to Braymond Clark. Edmiston looking for some options here. They look almost confused here offensively with 10 on the shot clock. Zinger into the right corner. Will work one back out to Brock Redner, and he got his pocket picked. Numbers for Morris if they can hurry. Swayer for the right-handed layup. Missed it. Murphy's there for the putback. Nice play.
Good hit ahead by Murphy, and even better that he didn't stop and just watch his teammate. He went and got that rebound and put it in.
Morris leads 19-12, and now Clark is going to pick up the charge against him. Well done there by the Morris Mustang. Ty Turner again sacrificing the body. And that's two fouls on Braymond Clark.
I think that might have been Levi Waffle.
Was it Levi?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
There was a massive... Yeah, it's got to be Levi, the way he's taking a couple of deep breaths here. There was a massive blue and white down there, and kudos there to Waffle for taking. That's never an easy thing to do.
No.
1:55 to go in the second quarter. 19-12 our score. Morris boys on top. Coach Joy's got to be pretty happy with this first half here. They try to go to Swayer in the corner, and it's intercepted, then taken right back. Edmiston threw it away. They really tried to get that quick outlet pass, and that time a little miscommunication goes right out of bounds. 1:42 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. And again, thank you to Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart for their special sponsorship here tonight.
And I mean, just this quarter right now, with about a minute and a half to go, it's 5-2 Morris. So not a very high-scoring affair so far, but that could change quickly.
Murphy to the left side, wants a screen. He's had a defender right in his shorts for most of the night here. Murphy to Swayer. Swayer straight off from the basket, passes to the right side for Murphy. Morris being patient on this possession. It gets tipped away and a steal now by Edmiston, just as I say that. Try to go coast to coast. We got a foul on Swayer as Landon Woost. Again, beelined it right for the rim, but he got chipped off there by Carter Swayer, his first.
And not a bad foul by Swayer as it was on the floor, so Edmiston will have the ball out baseline, out of bounds here. Need a basket here.
Seton boys up on Oneonta, 19-12. About 3.5 to go in the second quarter in Seton. Zinger, a three ball from the right corner, missed it. Both teams scrambling for it there. Ball pops loose, and somehow Hunter Dye comes out of it for the Panthers. Now to Bolton, pull-up jumper. It's short. Swayer's got a rebound, and he's hammered there, and he's fouled. With a minute to go in the second quarter, and the Morris boys leading Edmiston 19-12. That's Redner's first. With a minute to go here in this second quarter. Jonah Baldo on the baseline will have it. And again, during our halftime report, we'll have some updates from Oneonta, Norwich, Delhi games. We should have a final on the Cooperstown girls as well. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Murphy comes off a screen. Murphy, a three on the right side, and it's off the back of the rim. Boy, it looked good. Edmiston with a rebound. Redner, numbers if they can hurry, and they're going to throw it away. No? Yes, and it's intercepted here by Murphy. Little pinball machine there as Murphy steps through. The floater for Murph won't go. Bolton's got a rebound for Edmiston, and the track meet continues. We said in the pregame, the regular season game was helter-skelter. I'd say this is the same. 30 seconds left, second quarter. Straight away here for Brock Redner. Fires up a three. It's off the right side of the rim. Zinger's got a rebound. He's tied up. We got a jump ball. And the possession arrow gives it back to the Mustangs with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter.
And the shot clock will be off, so the Mustangs will be able to hold for one shot, which would be the play as you're up seven.
Well, Coach, it hasn't been clean, but it's been a hard-fought first half. As you said, lunch pail, hard hat type of game. 15 seconds to go here, second quarter.
Don't forget the thermos.
And the thermos, yeah. And it's tipped and stolen here by Edmiston as Murphy tried a pass to the high post. Edmiston with numbers. Zinger the layup, and he's got it. Gavin Zinger puts it in. And a half-court heave for Murphy. Oh, off the front of the rim. It almost fell. Halftime score, Morris 19 and top seed Edmiston 14. Section 4, Class D, boys basketball semifinals. When we come back, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, catch you up on everything else. And don't forget, we'll have Worcester and Margaretville coming up about 7:30 for Game 2 here tonight from SUNY Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow.
Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. And keep your family warm this winter. Our halftime score here, 19-14. Morris boys on top of Edmiston in a real slugfest here at SUNY Delhi. Ryan Murphy with 6 points. Rylan Boss and Carter Swear with 5 apiece for Morris. Jake Johnson with 2 and Ty Turner with 1 for the Mustangs. On the other side for Edmiston, 7 for Gavin Zinger. 2 apiece for Brayman Clark, Hunter Dye, and Max Bolton. 1 for Landon Woost. So, and again, a huge thank you to Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart for sponsoring, in part, our 2 games here tonight on WCDO. So, Coach, let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard again. Delhi boys trailing at Trumansburg, 36-30 at the half there. Delhi the 2, Trumansburg the 3. That game's out of TC3 tonight in Class C. What's our latest Oneana Seton update?
It's about 1 minute, 20 seconds left. Seton is ahead 24-14 over Oneonta.
There was just a little scrum, it sounds like. I was told one technical was handed out. No love lost between those two teams. Excellent game down at Seton Catholic tonight. Last check we had, Norwich boys were down 1 against Maine Edwell. We should have a halftime score coming there. And Cooperstown girls are in the fourth quarter up 4, 58-54 on West Canada Valley. That's the Section 3 Class C girls semis at SUNY Morrisville tonight. So Coop trying to hang on there and maybe advance back to the sectional championship up in Section 3. We'll have a final score for you there as well. But transitioning back to here, Coach, Edmiston and Morris, you know, I had a couple listeners text me. They said, is it sloppy? What's going on? What do you think? And this is very reminiscent of the first game between these two. Is it just that both teams, the styles they play, the defense, a little junk defense thrown into? What do you think kind of is to blame? I don't want to say to blame for the kind of the choppiness of this game.
I just think both teams play so hard, and they actually leave it all out there on the floor. I know that's a popular coaching expression, but I can remember when I coached, one of the things that I would tell my boys at GMU was that if you weren't ready to match the intensity that Edmiston and Morris were going to play with, it was going to be a long night. So of the teams that we used to play against, I always thought these two teams played the hardest. And like you said, they just go up and down, up and down, up and down, and there's opportunity for mistakes when you're just going so fast. And both teams are competing, so it is a little choppy, but it's just both teams are just leaving it all out there.
That Cooperstown game, they are up 2 with like 10 seconds left. So we should have a final score on that soon here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. But, yeah, I agree. When you have a coach like Jerry Joy, the style that he played growing up, I think a lot of locals know how he played. His his style is reflected in his team for sure. Very up and down the floor, physical nature. And Edmiston just, they kill you with athletes. They can bring athletes off the bench very deep. I wouldn't say, you know, maybe Brayman Clark, their leading scorer, but they can hit you from a lot of different ways tonight. But Morris has kind of neutralized that so far, and I think Morris has done a great job rebounding as well.
Yes, I think they have done a good job, especially on the defensive glass. I would not be surprised to see Edmiston come out with that three-quarter court 1-3-1 press. If they did that, that would take the ball out of Murphy's hands, I think, early. But I don't know. Maybe they tried that in the first game, and then he was able to break it easily. But I would not be surprised to see Edmiston come out and, you know, try to change the game defensively with that three-quarter court 1-3-1 press that they like to run.
Morris loves the three-pointer. And even though that game was at Morris during the regular season, I feel like they did not shoot the ball that well. And not that they're draining threes here tonight, but they have. They've hit some outside shots from time to time here tonight, and that's helped Murphy hitting a couple of those little 15, 18-footers. It's opened things up a little bit. So Coach and I are going to take a quick break. Cooperstown girls did just win 60-58, it looks like, is the final score there. They're going on to the Section 3 championship game. I do have a halftime score. Maine Endwell on top of Norwich, 41-27 at the half there. And you got an update on Seton, Coach.
Seton Catholic leads Oneonta at the half, 24-16. So a little run there at the end for the Jackets.
Yeah, wow, low scoring in that game, too. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the third quarter here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back to SUNY Delhi here. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski. Coach, real quick before we get back underway, Edmiston's going to have the ball first, maybe a key here for the Panthers, then we'll get to Morris when they have the ball.
I think Edmiston's got to find a way to get some points on the board here early in this first part of this third quarter. They got to find a way to get some offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities.
Panthers have it. Now going right to left. Here's Brayman Clark in the paint. Works one out. Bolton with the jumper. Yes, good shot there for Max Bolton. Makes it 19-16.
That was really good ball movement there. The ball went side to side and made the extra pass, and Bolton was able to knock down that jumper.
And here is Murphy. Now Morris in the royal blue with the white trim and the black trim as well, going left to right. Swayer, corner three. That looks good, and it is. Swayer from downtown, and he's got a team best 8 points for the Mustangs. They lead 22-16. Right side of the floor now for the Panthers. Little miscommunication. Bolton's got it, though. Levi Waffle on defense for the Mustangs. Into the paint for the Panthers. They'll have to work it back out. They go to Hunter Dye, who's been quiet here tonight. Zinger left side. He's got the team best 7 points. Zinger steps in. Little left elbow jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for Swayer, and he's looking to run. 6:55 to go in the third. Swayer left side into the paint. Pull-up jumper for him off the right side of the rim. Rebound is tipped out of bounds and going back to Edmiston. So, again, halftime in both of these games. The out-of-town scoreboard, Seton Catholic leads Oneonta 24-16, and Maine Endwell leads Norwich 41-27. And it's an update for the Section 4 Class A boys.
I think Edmiston can't leave Swayer open for jumpers out there. He's too good of a shooter.
Right side for Brayman Clark. It's intercepted. And Morris looking to run again, leading 22-16. Murphy going to the 10. And we got a traveling violation here on Murphy. He didn't even really go up for the shot, just got hit with the contact. I think he was hoping for the whistle, never got the shot off.
I think Edmonton was fortunate there because the defender that hustled back really didn't get squared up. And maybe the official thought that the Morris player tried to create the contact and didn't want to reward him for that, but that's what they called, so you got to move on. Next play.
6:20 to go here in the third. 22-16 our score. Bolton's got it. Edmonton in the home white with the orange and the black trim. They got it to the left side here now for Zinger. Comes off a screen. Baseline drive, little up and under, and a nice take here for the Panthers and Landon Woost. And it's 22-18. Back down the floor here for Morris. Murphy, right side, had the ball in his hands a lot. The quarterback here of this Morris offense, I would say, directing traffic. Gets it back in front of the scorer's table, right side. Finds Swear, pump fake, steps back, three for Swear, off the back of the rim. Big rebound for the Mustang. They put it back up and in. Ty Turner cashes it back in for two.
Yeah, I think Edmonton was lucky. You can't leave Swear open for that shot. He's going to make it too many times.
So Morris is up 24-18 early here in the third. They'll work one back out. A little drive here for the Panthers. It won't go. Out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with Edmonton.
I think early here in the second half, Edmonton is really making an effort to get more movement on offense. They seem to be cutting more with a purpose and driving more with a purpose.
And here's Brock Redner to the interior. He muscles it up and he can't get it to go. Edmonton's had a little trouble finishing near the hoop. They work it out in a three for Hunter Dye. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Edmonton. 24-21. Dye comes to life with his first bucket. 5:10 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:10 to go in the third, and the Morris boys lead 24-21. Edmonton hanging around here, Coach. They're never out of it, it seems.
They've always been about 1 to 3 possessions behind them, and if they are able to take the lead, that could be a windfall offensively for them.
Murphy, little runner in the paint, can't get it to go, out of bounds, and going to stay here with the Mustangs. 60-58, I did want to say that the Coop girls did win 60-58. I feel like I didn't say that clearly before over West Canada Valley. A young Cooperstown team gets it done again here tonight. Murphy with a three on the inbound, left side won't go. Jumping out of bounds, a great save there by Ty Turner, leaped into the Morris bench, threw it off a defender's leg, and it's going to stay with MCS. And that's just the type of effort you're going to get from this Mustangs team.
That's what I was talking about at halftime. If you don't come ready to play against these two teams, don't even bother showing up.
4:50 to go here in the third. It's 24-21. And here is Murphy to the left side. A three ball here for Swayer. No good, but Levi Waffle is there to cash it in. Makes it 26-21 with 4.5 to go in the third. Panthers up the floor. Zinger to the left side. And we'll now go to Brock Redner. Edmonton they seem to climb back into it, but they haven't been able to tie it back up. And now a steal by Morris. Ryland Boss was able to come away with it. Ahead for Murphy down the right side. Murphy at the top of the arc will find Carter Swayer. Back to Murphy. 6 points for him, but he's doing everything, kind of really dishing it out all over the floor tonight. And Morris threw it out of bounds, it looks like. With 4:08 to go here in the third, Morris clinging to a 26-21 lead. Brayman Clark's going to check back in. He's got those two fouls, right, Coach?
Yep, two fouls.
And they need him on the floor. He's a piece that could really help them climb this mountain, get back in this game. Here's Gavin Zinger to the rim, and he's fouled. And Zinger's going to go to the line for two with 3:58 to go in the third. Edmonton starting to chip away.
And that'll be the second on Carter Swayer, so something to keep an eye on there.
3:58 to go here in the third. It's 26-21. And here is Zinger to the line. And he hits the first. Zinger with a team-high 8 points so far. Hunter Dye's got five. On the other side, it's Swayer with eight and Murphy with six and Boss with five for the Mustangs.
Well, you take away those 2 3-pointers that the Panthers have made here, and they really have struggled offensively.
Zinger's got nine, goes 2 out of 2. It's back to a three-point game, 26-23.
But, like you just said, it's only a one-possession game.
Murphy to Swayer. Left side, little pump fake. Swayer on the baseline. We'll work it back out. Murphy taking his time here. Now he gets a little change of speed into the paint. Stripped, gets it back, though. Murphy on the floor, tripped up, out of bounds. Going to stay with the Mustangs. They're really letting the play here.
14 on the shot clock. I like the no call there because really didn't have an impact on the play. Morris kept possession of the ball. Just don't try to over-officiate the game. I thought that was a good no-call.
And so Morris has got it. To the right side here again with Murphy. Boy, he's been harassed, but he's so good.
I don't think they noticed the shot clock. Oh, he did.
Two on the shot clock, and Swayer has to let a college three go, and it rattles in and out. They just got that off in time. And to the right side now, Zinger thought about a three. Gavin doesn't pull the trigger, though, and pulls it back down with 3:10 to go here in the third. Now to Bolton. Finds Brayman Clark, trying to get him going. Back to Zinger, 15 on the shot clock, 3 on the game clock here in the third for Edmiston. Splits two defenders, and we got a foul. And Edmiston going back to the line now with Landon Woost. And so Woost will step in. Second foul on Levi Waffle, and the team's second.
Unfortunately for Morris, Woost really didn't have an opportunity. He didn't have an angle to get that up on the board, so that foul really kind of bailed him out, but he's not able to capitalize here at the free throw line.
And the second shot going to be coming here at the line for Edmiston. Can't get it. Woost a little short on that one. And Swayer's got a rebound to the right side. Swayer into the corner, picks up his dribble, finds it back to Murphy at the top of the key. Splits two, and the jumper for Murphy is good.
Nice move, jumped off of 1 foot there.
And ahead now for Edmiston, and a missed layup here for Woost. Morris got back and might have got a piece of that as the Mustangs lead 28-23, 2.5 to go on the third. Little crossover, they go to Swayer. Steps back for a three. Oh, that would have been a big dagger there, but he came up a little short. And now we have a whistle here as both teams were laying out for a ball. We got a foul on the play. Foul going to be on Jonah Baldo. Looked like for a push up near midcourt. Both teams scrapping for that ball.
But again, not a bad foul because if Edmiston was able to get it, they had a player ahead of the crowd. Probably would have had an easy transition layup.
2:20 to go in the third. It's 28-23. Panthers have it on the left side. Now to Brayman Clark. To Gavin Zinger. Edmiston trying to claw their way back into this game. They're certainly still in it, but Morris is making it very tough. Clark to the interior. Took a lot of contact, but still muscled it up and in.
That was a tough shot. It looked like he was going hard baseline and then just stopped right before the block. A little pull-up jumper. Nice move.
28-25 with 1:55 to go in the third. And to the left side now for Swayer. Almost lost control of it, but gets it to Baldo. Now to Murphy. Comes off a screen. Murphy now will step back. And Morris really not afraid here in this third quarter to work some clock, Coach. Kind of uncharacteristic of them.
Yeah, they're being patient. They have the lead, though. I think that might be why.
Inside for Swayer. Shot clock's at 3. Can he get it off in time? He does, but he missed the shot. Hit the rim, and Morris has got a rebound. And underneath, we got a foul. Another good rebound by Ty Turner. He has just been a motor here tonight for the Mustangs. 1:27 to go here in the third. Sorry, Coach.
That's a huge rebound because Edmiston has the ball. They're coming down with a chance to tie on a three. Huge rebound there. Turner's really doing a lot of the dirty work down there for the Mustangs.
He really is. Morris a little undersized here against this Edmiston team, but they're keeping up on the glass. Little drive here for Rylan Boss. He's stripped, and the Panthers have got it back, trailing 28-25. 1:15 to go in the third. What a game. And a long pass ahead for Gavin Zinger through his hands and out of bounds. And this is a frustrating night here so far for Edmiston. Just when you think they got the momentum, they throw it away.
It reminds me of a game we did at the Pat Grasso tournament where one team was just, like, getting close. Then the other team would spurt ahead. Getting close, then the other team would spurt ahead. Finally, that one team that was behind got ahead, and then the floodgates opened.
Very true. Was that that Gilboa game
that
we did?
That was the Gilboa game, yep.
Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury against Lawrence Milford. Swayer with under a minute to go here in the third quarter, and they stepped out of bounds. And it's a little frustrating for Morris, too, both teams. It's one of those nights where you just go, you know. There's no other way to describe it.
I just feel like if Edmondson was able to get the lead, it would give them a lot of confidence. But Morris is doing a good job of not allowing that to occur. Anytime Edmondson gets close, they make a little run.
45 seconds to go in the third. We will get you some more updates from those out-of-town games. They're a little behind us, so they were at halftime when we started up this third quarter. Cooperstown girls did win earlier tonight as they started at 5. And now both teams scrapping on the floor for it here. And we got a jump ball. Boy, two or three Edmondson players, two or three Morris players fighting for a loose ball. Getting on the floor, a lot of hustle. And the Arrows finally going to give it back to the Mustangs with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter, I should say.
Like we talked about at halftime, if you don't come ready to play, you're in trouble. And both teams are really just getting after it.
30 seconds to go in the third. Murphy will bring it down the floor. Morris leading 28-25. And they'll go to Swayer. Now back to Murphy. Morris wants to play for the last shot, it looks like here. Shot clock's off. Late third quarter. 15 seconds left. Even the crowd has kind of been a little quiet here. Murphy to the left side. Wants a screen. He's going to come off it with 5 seconds left here. Third quarter. Murphy again. Hunter dies right in his face. Murphy is going to have to just chuck this one up. Almost got it to go, but it's short. Three quarters in the books. Morris boys lead Edmondson 28-25. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here, folks. Morris boys leading by three, 28-25. I will have a Delhi update for you the next chance we get as Breaman Clark to the interior gets a right-handed layup and hits it. And it's a one-point game. Morris 28 and Edmondson 27 to start this fourth quarter.
Yeah, great patience there offensively for Edmondson.
Coming off a screen, and Murphy took a lot of contact in the paint, stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Mustangs. And they'll have it underneath the hoop here.
And Morris has to be careful to not get too caught up with the calls and what's going on. They just need to go to the next play.
Delhi boys have fought back. They lead Trumansburg 49-47 to start the fourth quarter there. And who got that, Coach?
That was, I believe, maybe Ryland Boss.
Ryland Boss, okay, we're going to check on that. To make it 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and Zinger.
Oh, that was Woost.
That was Woost who got it. We got too much going on here at the table. And Morris leads by a point, 30-29. So we think Boss got the bucket for Morris. And Woost got that last one for Edmondson. And to the right side, here for Murphy. Murphy looking to come off of a screen. And this one gets tipped and a steal by Edmiston. Both teams scrambling for it in front of the bench. And it's going to go back to Edmiston. And the Panthers have hung around here. And they trail by a point. They could take the lead. 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter.
It was Turner who had the last hoop for Morris. Turner.
So Turner got it. So Turner's got five and Boss still has five. Okay. Shout out to our guy, Rich Turnbull, helping us at the table here tonight. And we'll get you some more out-of-town scores as early as we can here. Those Oneana and Norwich games just getting back underway in the third quarter.
Important possession here for the Panthers. If they can take the lead, it'll put some game pressure on the Mustangs.
And a pull-up jumper here for Clark. Buckled off the side of the rim, and a rebound for Morris. Boy, both teams fighting hard for that rebound off the glass. Morris comes away with it. Murphy in transition, tosses it up and in from an impossible angle there.
That was not an easy shot. He made it look easy, though.
Murphy's got 10, and Morris builds that lead back up to 32-29. Now a steal for the Mustangs. They tried the long home run pass to Murphy. Zinger got back on defense, and Edmiston's got it back. Panthers going right to left. The white uniforms with the orange trim. They go to Dye on the outside. He'll pull it back in. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Morris is in the royal blue with the white trim. Dye, right corner. They work it for Braymond Clark on the baseline. He lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Morris.
Boy, I can tell you, I don't know if I'd want to be an official in this game. They're really doing a good job of getting up and down with these teams that are really liking to push the ball. So give our officials credit.
Everybody's got to be in shape out in this court tonight. As we talked about it earlier, who would run out of gas? And so far, both sides still seem to have enough in the tank. And now a steal by Edmiston at midcourt. Numbers if they want, a two-on-one. And that's Turner with the foul as Woost came in and went up for a left-handed layup. And Woost is going to go to the line. Morris up 32-29 here on Edmiston with 5 minutes to go in the fourth.
But that was a good foul because now Edmiston's going to have to earn the 2 points at the line. And he didn't allow him to get the possible three-point play. Another thing to think about here, Morris has five timeouts. Edmiston has four. So they can slow it down if they need to in terms of, hey, let's get a break here. Let's get our guys a breather. So it'll be interesting here in the last 5 minutes to see how both teams use their timeouts.
And the second shot is up and good there for Woost. Seton boys leading Oneana 40-27. About 2.5 to go in the third there. Just want to update you on that Class A game. We'll have some more updates for you when we can. Delhi boys leading by two in the fourth quarter against Trumansburg. All these games shaping up to be good tonight. And so it's 32-30 here. Morris boys leading Edmiston. This one looks like it's going to go down to the wire at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A foul there on Woost. Murphy, a three as we get back underway. Both teams with one foul in this fourth quarter. A missed shot there by Murphy and a rebound for Edmiston. Clark finds Woost at the high post. His jumper off the left side of the rim. Taps back out, and the Panthers have it. Dye finds Braymon Clark into the paint. Little up and under. What a move there by Clark. It rattles in and out. Bolton's got a rebound, and both teams fighting for it on the floor. We got a travel here on Edmiston, and Morris will get it back with 4.5 to go in the fourth, and a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Joy. Morris boys lead 32-30. 4.5 to go in the fourth. Here we go on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just an update on that Delhi score. Delhi boys leading 55-50 over Trumansburg. I'm told Tommy Nagy has 7 threes right now for the Bulldogs.
And with about a minute to go in Binghamton, Seton Catholic leads Oneonta 44-30.
Third quarter?
Third quarter.
Third quarter, okay. Back here with 4:20 to go here in the fourth. Morris boys leading 32-30. And the crowd starting to get into it here at SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D boys semifinal. Right side of the floor for Murphy, looking for some options. Murphy gets a screen into the right corner for Swayer. Wants to step back. Swayer with the three, it's a little short. And Swayer got his own rebound. Tapped back out to him. Zips one back left side. Morris step back three, hit the rim again. Off the back for Ryland Boss, and Edmiston's got a rebound off the miss. Clark ahead, right side. Panthers now will pump the brakes and pull it out. Clark here for the Panthers. Into the corner for Zinger, and it's in and out. And a rebound for Murphy, one of the smallest guys on the court. Goes into the land of the trees, and he's got it. With 3:40 to go here in the fourth. And Morris clinging to a two-point lead.
Boy, that one looked halfway down.
Sure did.
If that had gone in, the Edmiston crowd would have erupted. They would have had the lead for the first time.
Murphy floats one to Ryland Boss, and his pass was tipped. Morris got it back. 15 on the shot clock. Murphy gets it to Swayer. Left side three, partially blocked, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Mustangs as it bounced off the leg there of Hunter Dye.
But no rim, so the shot clock is at 8 seconds. It's important that the Mustangs recognize that.
Remember, we'll have Worcester and Margaretville boys in the 7:30 other semifinal game here, so stay tuned for that. After this one, we'll come to an exciting conclusion. And now we got a collision on the inbounds play. I don't know how they're going to call this because bodies were flying.
But again, that's not a bad foul by Morris because they had a player open up court. If they don't call that foul, that's a layup down at the other end.
Yeah, Edmiston was streaking down the floor.
We would have a tie ball game with about 3 minutes to go.
Two-point game right now. Morris boys leading 32-30. Delhi game close as well. We're keeping an eye on that at TC3. And to the left side here for the Panthers. They'll go to Brayman Clark. Clark will work one to Bolton back up near midcourt and the Broncos logo. Now for Brayman Clark again. Edmiston in the home whites with the orange trim, the black trim going right to left. Morris is in the royal blues with the white trim. They go to Hunter Dye, 10 on the shot clock. A three ball from him, a moon ball left side, missed it, and Swayer's able to Windex the glass and bring it down.
Edmiston's had a couple chances to either tie or take the lead here.
They'll pull it back out with Murphy. 2.5 to go in the fourth in a two-point ball game. Murphy comes off a screen. And again, Morris, this is the most patient I've seen them all season. You got to give him some credit. Swayer down low. He's got Levi Waffle who lays it in, and he's fouled. What an extra pass there by Swayer in the finish by Waffle. Big stanza there. Every bucket seems like a mountain right now to climb, and Waffle's got a chance at a three-point play. All set up by Murphy finding Swayer, and then the extra dish to a cutting Waffle on the right low block.
That was a nice pass by Swayer.
Waffle at the line. The bank is closed for him, and a rebound for Edmiston, trailing by four. The one seed in a little bit of trouble, but they got a lot of time left. Clark in the paint. The hanging jumper there, he missed it, but he's fouled with 2:13 to go, and Morris up by four.
That's going to be three on Waffle. Going to send Clark to the line. At this point in the game, these free throws are critical.
Delhi boys have pushed the lead to 60-50 now over Trumansburg in that game out of TC3. That's the Section 4 Class C boys semis. And again, now Tommy Nagy 8 threes for the Bulldogs, so he's putting them on his back. And at the line, the jumper here, or the shot, I should say, the foul shot for Clark is no good. Do have an update on Oneonta and Seton. Seton 45, Oneonta 30, end of the third, down at Seton Catholic in Binghamton. Jumper at the line again here for Brayman Clark. He went 0 for 2, and then a jump ball on the rebound. No, a foul on the rebound on Edmiston, and it's going back to Morris.
And boy, Edmiston's going to want those free throws back there, and they missed a couple earlier in this half as well, so those free throws are big, especially late.
2:10 to go here in the fourth, and a four-point ball game. And Murphy's going to walk it up the floor, and we got a timeout taken by Coach Jerry Joy for the Mustangs. Here's our team foul situation. Morris with three, and Edmiston with three, just something to keep a note of as we hit the home stretch. Morris Boys lead 34-30. We'll be back fourth quarter here on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Morris boys lead 34-30. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. Ball on the floor, and Edmiston's going to come out of it with the basketball. A little bit of a scrum.
Big stop there for the Panthers.
Yeah, out of that timeout, Morris can't convert. They go to Clark on the inside. Edmiston's got it now. Are they going to count that bucket? No, they waved the bucket off. They're going to say this foul was on the floor before Raymond Clark let that go. Waffle picks up the foul. That's his fourth, team's fourth. Something to keep an eye on there.
So it is still a four-point game. They had put the score up on the board 34-32, but 34-30.
Still a four-point game. Coming up on a minute and a half to go. Edmiston's got the ball, and we got a reach-in foul here on the Mustangs.
And that's important because that's going to be the fifth foul on Morris. So it's going to put Woos to the line here for two.
And so with 1:37 to go here in the fourth, this is going to send, as Coach said, Landon Woos to the line. He's got 6 points in this low-scoring affair. And Woos can't get the first to go. And this is a coach's nightmare. Just the foul shots not falling right now for the Panthers, the one seed, trailing by four against their Tri-Valley rival, the Morris Mustangs, the four seed. Second shot at the line. This one is up and good here for Woost.
That makes it a one-possession game.
34-30 as we hit 90 seconds to go. This is going to be a great finish. Murphy across midcourt, puts on the brakes. He's got a ball on the string right now up near midcourt. Chance of defense from the Edmiston faithful. Murphy into the paint. Muscles one into the right corner for Swayer. Steps in for a long two. Left it short. Rebound, Raymond Clark. Here comes Edmiston. Trailing by three. And now a steal by Murphy at midcourt. Murphy trying to take it inside, and his jumper won't go. A lot of contact, no call. Edmiston another rebound. Back down the floor, we got a whistle. And this time, it's going to be a timeout here taken by Darren Belden and Edmiston with 1:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Murphy's frustrated on that far side. We're going to step away for 30. Wow, this is going to be a good finish. Three-point game in the sectional semis on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back with 1:05 to go here in the fourth and a 34-31 ball game. Edmiston's going to have it out of the timeout. They're in the backcourt. Boy, this has been from start to finish. Nobody ever really found the rhythm. But, you know, I wouldn't expect any less in a rivalry-type game here.
Yep, especially with a lot on the line.
A lot on the line.
Trip to the sectional final. But it's still a one-possession game. We got the makings of a good one.
Norwich boys trail Maine Endwell 65-44 early in the fourth quarter in that Class A game. Boy, Maine Endwell, Seton, some of those Section 4A teams are just so, so tough. 1:05 to go here in the fourth. Does Edmiston have some magic here in game one of this doubleheader? Worcester and Margaretville will be coming up at about 7:30. So the Panthers have it on the sideline. They're going to try the home run pass. They do get it in. Bolton with the pull-up jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound is picked up by Hunter Dye. Edmiston's got it. We're under a minute to go. 55 seconds left. Bolton tries one again and hits. And a timeout's going to be taken by Edmiston. And Max Bolton with the big jumper in the right corner. 34-33 with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 51 seconds left, and Edmiston pulls to within one. They've left a lot of points out there, though.
Yeah, they've had some opportunities at the free throw line here. I can recall several missed free throws here in this second half, probably about five or six. But all that matters is at the end of the game, are you ahead? They haven't led at any point in the game today. But all that matters is when that clock says all zeros, who's in front. So they'll have an opportunity here to get a defensive stop. They will get the ball back. They don't have to foul.
Delhi boys win over Trumansburg 67-60. That's a final. So the Delhi boys back to the Section 4 Class C championship game. They're hoping they get that rematch with Moravia. I know that. We'll talk more about that in a bit. We got business here with 45 seconds left. Morris up by one with the ball, 34-33. This is who you want to have the ball. Ryan Murphy, the leading scorer at 28 points a game in the area, has it up near midcourt. Murphy, hesitation, left side, trapped in the corner, gets it back out to Swayer. Shot clock coming up on 10. Murphy, a baseline drive, muscling his way underneath, tries to throw it off an Edmiston defender, and it just rolls out of bounds. It will stay with the Mustangs. 8 on the shot clock, 24 on the game clock.
Surprised Coach Joy doesn't call a timeout here. You got 2-3 left. Surprised he doesn't try to set something up here with 8 seconds.
Looks like he's going to roll the dice.
Yep.
So Morris will get it in. They go to Murphy. Murphy, a straightaway three off the left side of the rim. Rebound Edmiston. 19 seconds left. They try the home run pass. It's tipped at midcourt, and Morris comes away with it. Murphy's got it, and now Morris calls a timeout with 14 seconds left. Edmiston tried the home run ball to midcourt, and it got picked off. Morris got back in time, and then there was just a fray at midcourt. Morris got it back and called timeout. Wow. Edmiston, if they had just maybe pumped the brakes there a little bit in a one-point game.
But also, at the same time, you're making the other team make a play. There was some contact there. There was no call. Very easily could have been a call. The officials are letting them play. One thing to keep an eye on here is Edmiston has one foul to give before Morris gets into the double bonus. The shot clock is off, so Edmiston's going to have to try to foul or get a steal right away on the inbound. If they don't get it, they got to foul right away, so then they can foul again on the next one and send Morris to the line.
34-33 with 14 seconds left. As we said, Delhi has punched their tickets. Cooperstown girls have punched their tickets. Oneonta and Norwich behind right now in Class A. That's our most recent updates.
Edmiston's goal should be to not allow this to get under 10 seconds, because even if you foul and then foul again and Morris makes 2 free throws, it's still only one possession. A 3 would tie it and send it to overtime.
What a start here to our doubleheader tonight. Morris has the ball right in front of the Edmiston bench, basically to our left here at midcourt. Morris will get it in. They get it to Murphy, and he's immediately fouled here by Woost with 13.2 left. And, boy, that ball only got there by milliseconds.
But that's good, because now there's 13, so this second foul should be committed with less than 10. It'll give them 10 seconds.
13.2 up on the clock. Morris boys leading 34-33. Swayer now will have it on the baseline. Morris is going to have to bring it the length of the court. Almost a steal. It's going to stay with the Mustangs. That ball was tipped out of bounds, and the officials had to make a call.
Getting it in a tough spot there, too, in the corner. Now it's a difficult spot to inbound the ball over there in the corner in front of the Edmiston bench.
So they're to our left. The Morris hoop is to our right. Swayer's going to have to get it in, and he does, and we got a foul. They foul Ty Turner.
So good job by Edmiston. 11.2 seconds are left on the clock. Ty Turner's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Edmiston also did a good job to deny that pass to Murphy.
Yep.
I think I'd rather, you know, you want to send Turner instead of Murphy to the line in this spot. And so Turner will step in to shoot two. Every kid's dream in the backyard. Zinger is hanging out to our left down here looking for maybe a free pass, but Morris does catch that he's back there. And Turner hits the first. Ty Turner with ice in his veins.
Big shot. But remember, even if he makes this, it's still a one-possession game.
35-33.
It'll be interesting to see if Morris decides to foul and not give up a three. If he makes this, that's always a controversial topic amongst coaches.
Morris up by two, 35-33, with 11.2 left. Turner at the line for the Mustangs, and he hits it. Turner now with seven, and Edmiston will bring it down with 10 seconds left. A three could send it to overtime. They go to Brayman Clark. 5 seconds left. Clark, a college three, missed it long. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Edmiston with 1 second left on the clock.
Edmiston's got a couple timeouts. You think they might use one here?
Now the officials looking over at Coach Joy. He wants a timeout. So let's set the scene. Morris boys lead 36-33 after two big free throws by Ty Turner. Edmiston will have it on the baseline with 1 second left. It's pretty much a catch and shoot.
I think it's an easy decision. You foul. I mean, you're going to foul. Edmiston's going to get two free throws. Three things have to happen in order for the game to get tied. You got to make the first in a pressure situation. You got to miss the second, and you got to get the rebound and put it in. Whereas if you just let them inbound it here and catch and shoot, only one thing has to happen, and you get a three. So if I'm Coach Joy, I'm telling my kids to foul. I almost even might foul before the ball is even inbounded.
Why not? Yeah.
Because I'm not giving up a three.
Both teams at five team fouls. There's 1 second left, 36-33. The one seed Panthers are in trouble, but is there a miracle somewhere in here? Funnier things have happened. Edmiston's going to have it on the baseline to the left of the hoop. Bolton will be doing the inbounding. I'm assuming they're going to try to find Dye. Or maybe Brayman Clark, and now a timeout is taken by Edmiston. So the chess match continues here, Coach. Darren Belding wanted to see what Morris kind of lines up with.
Yeah, I think he wanted to see how they were going to line up, decide who he wants to get the ball here. I think he got a lot of options. I mean, Zinger's made a three tonight. Clark hasn't made a three tonight, but good three-point shooter. He made several deep ones in the Tri-Valley Championship. And you also have Hunter Dye, who's made a three-pointer tonight. So you got lots of options here to go with.
Coach, with 1 second left, how much time do you really have in a catch-and-shoot situation to get it off? Do you have time, or is it really just kind of a catch-and-heave?
No, you have time to catch it and shoot it. A lot of people miss this shot because they think they don't have time. You just got to do your normal shot, but just speed it up a little bit. Now, it's not like a hot potato. But, again, if I'm coaching Morris, I'm fouling and making him do three things before, rather than allowing one catch-and-shoot three.
36-33. I'm going to let our control back at WCDO know after this wraps up, we are going to keep it right here for our three awards. I don't think there's going to be a lot of time between the two games, so we're going to keep it right here for the three awards. And we can catch up in between games. 36-33, our score. Bolton will have it on the baseline. They do have Clark and Dye looking to try to get open. Bolton will toss it up, and they're going to have a shot at the buzzer with Zinger. No, he missed it, and Morris pulls the upset. They're going to the sectional finals. 36-33, the four seed has taken down the one seed Edmiston Panthers. Zinger with a shot at the buzzer. The officials made it look like they were going to count it if it went, but it just goes off to the left. Hit the rim, wouldn't go.
And it looked like it had a chance. So
it really did. I think maybe he was the third option on that. But he got a good look. I mean, it was a step behind the college line. It would have been a heave. But it doesn't go. And the Morris boys continue their season. And a tough one here. The one seed. The Edmiston boys going down. And I love this. A lot of sportsmanship. A lot of hugs here. These guys will be playing baseball with each other in 2 or 3 weeks. But tonight, Morris moves on, 36-33. All right, as I said, Coach and I are going to keep it right here because I don't think they're going to give us much time between this and the Margaretville and Worcester game. So Coach and I are going to go through our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And then for everybody back at Mission Control in Sydney, we'll catch up in between games. But Ryan Murphy tonight has the game high with 10 points for a guy that averages over 28, just about 29 points a game. That's how this game was here tonight. Murphy with 10, Swayer with 8, and Ty Turner with 7. Those two big free throws down the stretch were huge. On the other side for Edmiston, Gavin Zinger had 9, Landon Woost with 7, 6 apiece for Max Bolton and Brayman Clark. Hunter Dye with 5. So, all right, Coach, let's get into it here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. It's operated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Well, outstanding offense tonight, 10 points. Ryan Murphy, what do you think? I mean, he did a little bit of everything, but we'll give it to him here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have his normal scoring game tonight, but the ball was in his hands, I would say, 90% of the time. I like the comment you made. He looked like the quarterback out there on the floor tonight. He really kind of got his guys in the right spots. He was unselfish. He made some good passes. They were playing junk defense on him. So I think he was definitely worthy of your Outstanding Offense Award.
Coach, I'm going to let you pick the Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. All right, we can talk about it. But Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. There was a lot of defense out here tonight, so your thoughts on anything that stuck out to you? I got some thoughts, but let's hear you first.
The one guy that stuck out to me, he may not have scored a ton of points, but he was the one that was chasing Ryan Murphy around most of the game for Edmiston. And anytime there was a loose ball on the floor, he was the one that I felt was always down on the ground. So I would vote for Landon Woost from Edmiston as the Dynamic Defense Award.
Landon Woost it is. I agree. He was on the floor a lot, sacrificing the body. So we'll give Landon Woost the Dynamic Defense Award here tonight, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Honestly, I'd like to go Ty Turner here. He makes those free throws at the end. I thought he was great inside rebounding. He sacrificed the heck out of his body tonight, working against some bigger guys on the inside. I know you could go with Swayer and some of his shooting, but I'd like to go Ty Turner.
Yeah, he did a really nice job. I thought he did a good job rebounding. He did a lot of the little things. I thought he was a hard hat lunchbox thermos guy today for the Mustangs. I also thought, give a shout out to Levi Waffle. I thought he did similar work as Ty Turner. He had that big basket when Swayer made that nice pass. So I'm good with Ty Turner as the all-purpose award.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to the guys in the trenches here tonight for Morris. That was a tough, tough battle. There'll be some bumps and bruises and some ice packs tomorrow, but they get the win here tonight, 36-33. Margaretville boys and Worcester are coming up after the break. They're going to start their warm-ups right now. So we'll be back in about 15-ish minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.